Bikes. God damn, do I love bikes. Pretty sure that's my autistic vehicle of choice. In a way, darn. Wouldn't it be cool if I had chosen to obsess over a multi-ton diesel-powered conical-wheeled masterpiece? But alas, no. Two wheels, two pedals, a simple metal frame, some gears, and a chain. I've owned many bikes in my lifetime, and each of them has meant oh so much to me. They've been my steeds, and I didn't even have to feed them or clean up their poop. I can't quite tell you just how good it feels to ride my bike. It's a taste of freedom, arguably the best feeling in the world. My body works while my mind can take a break. It's a drug. The good kind? I don't know exactly. Probably not something that can really be binned into a good or bad binary assignment, but it does feel a lot like a drug. There have been times in the past where riding my bike was a coping mechanism. And I would legit ride and ride until I couldn't physically anymore. That sure sounds like an unhealthy abuse of a good thing, huh? Damn. Why do I always have to abuse shit? Now that I think about it, it's not just biking where this sort of relationship occurs. Whenever I find something that makes me feel in any type of way, I seek to control it and manipulate it to my benefit. Not entirely sure if that is something all too unique to me, but it occurs everywhere. Since I was young, this has been a part of my personality. I've got addiction problems. Eventually seeking to control the addiction and usually using it as a coping mechanism. No bueno. I'll get addicted to anything that makes me feel some type of way. Legit anything. Beyond weed and alcohol, I've been addicted to NSAIDs, cough medicine, even fucking bubble gum. Makes you wonder, why am I like that? I've got some theories. And all of which have now been confirmed with a very short conversation with Gemini. Lol. I think two main points resonate most, though. Coping and genetic predisposition. It's very likely that my brain is programmed with a deficiency or, let's say, improper wiring. My dopamine receptors could very well be quite sensitive, limited even, or perhaps just heavily encoded. And then the coping mechanism theory is fairly strong as well because my whole life I've been masking. Not to mention that my autism has been facilitating a deep monotropism. Finding a healthy balance between doing the things I enjoy and not taking advantage of them or abusing the way that they make me feel has been impossible at times. It comes in waves. My ability to control myself. Sobriety is fleeting. Regressing to a state of nonchalant abuse has unfortunately been the inevitable result of every period of sobriety. The amount of times that I've had my last hit is embarrassing. I'm embarrassed to admit that I don't have control over myself in this way. My prefrontal cortex is letting me down. I'm not letting me down. I couldn't be. Could it be? I made a joke earlier that my coping is either working my body into dust or launching myself into space. Why can't I just roll? Maybe do some low-level flight here and there. It's always got to be so extreme. So dumb. I've got such a laid back energy most of the time, but then there's this part of me that just cannot be chill. I leave this post unresolved. I feel like it's a lie to say I'll be sober forever. I know I have enough self-control to not blast off into another solar system, and I don't really see myself driving myself into oblivion. However, admittedly, that probably is the more likely of the two. I was sober for nearly 7 months this year. It was great. I really hope to beat that record. Maybe I'll make it to a year someday. I hope I don't die overdoing what I love. I really hope I don't die doing what I hate. Nah. Death awaits us all, anyway. Hopefully, it's patient. Hopefully, it's patient with me. Note to the listener, a lot of the pictures in this post are from a bike museum in Pittsburgh that, for some reason, I hadn't been to in like the entire time I've lived here. Let's just say that was an oversight because I spent a good 3 hours in this place, and my goodness, do I love bikes. So if you're ever in the area, I definitely recommend checking out, especially if you're my kind of autist. We love bikes. I love bikes.